I'm going to sit again. I'll offer a little bit of guidance. So please find a posture that is comfortable for you, upright and relaxed. Allow your eyes to close. Tuning into the form of the body sitting. You might begin by taking a few long, slow, deep breaths deliberately, and then on the exhale, inviting the body to relax. Breath to return to normal. And gently bringing your attention to the area of your head, your face, allowing your face to relax, feeling the eyes on the inside, allowing those to relax. Sometimes when people are being mindful, they literally try to look with their eyes and just allow them to relax. Feeling any sensations inside the head. Bringing the attention down through the neck, the throat, feeling the shape of the shoulders, shoulder blades against the back, maybe inviting them to slide down the back a bit. Feeling the sensations of the upper arms. The elbows and the wrists. And the hands. When we drop the concept of hand, what sensations are there? Maybe there's tingling, warmth, pressure where the hands are contacting some other part of the body. Maybe ease or maybe tension, pulsing. Shifting, changing. And then moving to the chest area, the lungs, sensations of the rib cage. Relaxing the belly, feeling into the sensations there. Feelings of fluttering or aching, openness, tension, feeling down into the hips, the pelvis seated, the contact with the chair or the bench or the cushion. The sensations there, the tingling, the warmth. Coming and going. This very lower region of the body, not often a place we trust to put deep attention. Hold a lot of tension there. Down into the thighs. The knees. Feeling the bones and the muscles, the cartilage, or maybe it's not so clear. What's there when we look? Down into the calves, Achilles, ankle space, and the feet, again, maybe dropping the concept, just feeling what's there, the pulsing, the heat, the coolness, tension. Trusting that we can know in this moment these very simple things. These things are true. This is what you're feeling at this moment. As Ajahn Sumedho says, right now it's like this. You can know that. You may not know anything about your life, about who you are, about, but you know this, and now this. drawing the attention back out to the whole body sitting. Sensations of the breath, or the sensations of the contact, whatever your mind is drawn to as a prominent experience is fine. But staying, if we can, with the experience of the body and returning there when the mind wanders. Practicing the simple truth of now. Continuing to sit quietly, your eyes closed, if they're closed. Consider the feeling that comes when you realize, yes, what I'm knowing right now is true, is trustworthy. This feeling in the body, this is what's real right now. Very simple, not something that we think about, it's just what is. It can feel powerful or open or honest or clean in some way. There can be some ease. I'm going to offer 2 short readings on this power of truth, if you call it that, one physical and one emotional. This first one is in the voice of my teacher, Gil Fronsdahl. I had a friend who was an athlete with very tight muscles, almost muscle-bound. And when he did his first meditation session, it was very painful, excruciating even, to sit still and not move for a whole meditation period. But after the meditation, he felt real for the first time. He felt he'd never been real with himself before, never been connected with life. The pain forced him to finally meet himself and to be in touch with something true in a way he never had before. So he kept practicing, and years later he still meditates. It's not that you should sit with agitation, pain, and difficulty for its own sake, but I think it's more important to meditate as a way of meeting yourself and being honest about what's actually present, than it is to be calm. It is helpful to discover what happens through such honesty. And this second one is from Anna Douglas. Years ago, I was struggling with a personal problem, and I felt that my family and friends didn't hear me or understand what I was saying. So I asked the spiritual teacher, Byron Katie, to help me. I told her what I was struggling with. She listened intently and then suggested, "I will pretend I am your friends. Now you tell me what you want me to hear." "Okay," I said, launching into my well-worn tale. Katie listened patiently. When I was through, she said, with compassion, "Anna, we don't really want to hear it. We don't want to hear about it." That was it, nothing more. I was momentarily stunned. And then, my mind cleared. The burden of wanting to be heard lifted and evaporated. Someone was finally telling me the truth. No one actually wanted to hear my sad story. I could accept what Katie told me because I saw with sparkling clarity that it was true. My mind was eased and liberated. From that day to this, I have never had to be heard on the matter again. This is the effect of truth. When we are told the truth, no matter how painful, it helps us to settle down. We feel heard, seen, responded to accurately. We feel sane, connected. In Anna's case, it was offered to her by a spiritual teacher listening or a friend. Meditation is the same process, being radically trustworthy to our own experience, radically true to what is happening. Our body and mind feel heard through mindfulness. And then they're more likely to present the truth to us, which we then hear and accept accurately. It's a cycle. What a gift to sit with the reality and bring our own trustworthiness to it.